Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good evening, Gloucester. We're here with Chris Spittle from Cape Ann Weather, the man, the authority. He is live and in the house. Chris, this is a little impromptu. I'm sorry for maybe potentially catching you off guard, but we have a little weather system coming in here and potentially some stuff coming in a couple of days. So there's no one more authoritative and expert on our location than you. So I wanted to bring you on. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, Joey. Thanks very much. Had a good time the last time we were on with that blizzard. This isn't anything like that, of course. This is a whole different menage of everything you can possibly throw into a wintry mix. It's gonna be messy in the morning, I think, for a lot of people. Maybe not right on the island, because we've still got 42 degree seawater and we're gonna have an easterly and northeasterly fetch, you know, inbound off that water along the immediate coast. So amounts of whatever falls, sleet or snow, basically in the frozen context, will be an inch or so. A little bit away from the water, you might get to 2 to 3 inches of that frozen slush, and it's just a messy situation. It'd be great to say, gee, it's so cold, it's going to be a foot of snow, and that's it, we're done with it. But this is like we're wavering on a front back and forth from tonight into tomorrow night. So I can't say. If I said 1 to 3 inches, that's probably a good guesstimate, but it's whether it's going to be sleet and then snow and then it turns to rain and washes it away, then another half inch of sleet. You can't measure it that way. You can't really say. It's just going to be a very messy situation, and it's going to be borderlining tonight. I'm looking at my latest thing here. 30 degrees tonight. So it's going to freeze in certain spots tonight. So it could be pretty slippery. That was Thursday night, by the way, not tonight. Tonight's going to be close to freezing. And that's what makes it so tricky, is it's going to be around freezing tonight, 32 to 34 all day tomorrow, and then 30 degrees tomorrow night. So there's going to be wavering. There's going to be pockets where you might go into low areas along 133 or 127, which are icy, where you are just driving for 5 miles on wet pavement. So it's very hard to say. It makes people think more if they see the white flakes falling. But if it's only rain or freezing rain and they don't really see it, then, you know, by the time you run into it on the road, it's too late. You're spinning around.
What do you think the low is going to be tonight?
What I've got tonight is about right around freezing. Right around freezing, borderline. So inland, going to be 30, just off the island. This is kind of, in a way, what I used to call a bridge storm, or still do when it happens, is from, you know, the Payette Bridge inland, there's much more of an effect, icing, snow, whatever, freezing rain even. Whereas on the island, we get nothing, wet pavement, some stuff on the grass, things like that. The big thing too is during Friday, after it winds down on Thursday morning, during Friday, the temperature is going to drop through the day. And sometime during the middle of the day, it's going to go below freezing. So whatever this stuff is that does fall will freeze. And it'd probably be best to clean it off when you can, especially on your stairs, you know, windshields, wipers up, that type of thing. But that's it. And then we got cold, very cold air coming in Remember 2 weeks ago, we had that vicious freeze Friday night into Saturday. Well, we're going to have another one this time, but this is like half of the magnitude of that. As the wind chills are only going to be around 8, not 30 below. Mm. 8 below, and the temperature is going to be not zero. It's going to be around 12, 14. What have I got here? Actually, a low of 6 for Friday night. And the winds are going to die down real fast Saturday morning. So it's a even more short-lived, compressed cold period.
A lot of people had frozen pipes on that last storm, so a little bit less of a
potential. I did. For
that. Oh, you did? Really? The guy that saw it coming, and you had frozen pipes.
I'm admitting it. No, we moved the washer and dryer out to the garage when we redid the house 2 years ago. And I really thought I had it insulated and stuff. And Saturday morning, we went to do a load of laundry. I said, let's do a load of laundry, keep the water moving. And the water wasn't moving. And I started heating them up. And then one of the joints popped of all hot water. And by the time I came down here, I'm down basement. I come in here and shut the water down. We had quite a steam bath inside the garage. But
oh my goodness.
It didn't take long to fix. It didn't damage anything. So. But this won't be that type of situation. Mm-hmm. What I was looking at just before, and we were talking before we came on, is a possibility of a pretty decent storm Tuesday is what I'm looking at right now. So, and that could be more snow than rain. Mm-hmm. But right now, what we're looking at is just a real mess tomorrow. It could just be all wet pavement all day tomorrow. Yep. Around on the island. I mean, the water's still 42 degrees. It's going to be, we are going to have pretty good, strong northeast winds, gusting to 30 tomorrow. And it's just going to be a mix. You can't tell. It's, reach in and grab something, grab a index card and whatever it says on it. That's what you're going to get.
But what normally this time of year, the water temperature for my lobstermen, they report it to be right around 38 degrees. And they've been telling me it's right around 42 degrees.
Yeah.
And it hasn't really dipped down.
I posted that somebody today in Western Mass, a guy that I follow on Twitter, he said, this is amazing. He's got like a meat thermometer. And this time of year, you usually can't put anything down into the frozen ground, but it is frozen. So he put it down. He said, wow, the ground temperature, the soil temperature is 42. I'm used to 36 to 38 this time of year. Yeah. And I'm like, I saw that and I go, the water temperature, and this he's in Western Mass. I'm saying the water temperature is 42 here, the seawater temperature, buoy 44029, that's southeast of Eastern Point. I don't know what I haven't grab Diane's meat thermometer to see what the soil temperature here is. But it just seems to coincide with the soil temperature and the water temperature and how warm this winter has been and why we haven't gotten anything really for snow. We haven't really, we had one little debacle, but that's about it, you know?
Yeah. We haven't had anything plowable over here. Paid for plowing at my house, thankfully. Yeah.
But I would doubt anybody's going to pay for anything plowed, in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. So after the big freeze that we're going to get Friday and Saturday, are we looking at a warm up after that on Sunday, Monday, or how's that going to go?
Well, with the cold air coming in and another kind of disturbance going overhead Saturday and Sunday, we're going to see probably snow squalls, showers, snow showers. As another kind of reinforcing cold front comes through. Monday actually is going to be a nice day. It's probably going to be the pick of the next few. Going to be close to 40, but it's going to be really windy.
Yeah.
And that wind is going to bring in a lot colder air again for Tuesday. And that's the storm I'm watching. I'm looking at several posts here by different guys in the know that says this is the one we want to watch. Yeah. So we kind of do, obviously. We haven't had anything. Yeah. So March looks like it might come in like a lion for a change.
When did that, the one that was it 8 years ago, or was it 2018, or was it 2015 when we had that monumental?
15.
I remember that year, January was like a non-effect thing, right? And then when did the storm start?
February was the, what they call the Snowmageddon.
Yeah.
And just the other day was the anniversary of the third installment of that series of storms, which dumped so much snow. Ironically, I was in New Hampshire that whole winter, and we had less snow up there than I'm talking west central New Hampshire up near Plymouth and up into the hills. We had less snow there over a course of 2 months than Boston did, which is not usual.
No, the way
a lot of changes going on.
The way the ground is warmer, is there less? Do you think there's less chance of having a horrific March, or does that not matter?
No, it doesn't really matter. But the great thing, 93, we had I remember it because of the circumstances I was in, going to Aruba and coming back after three different storms. In the 8 days we were down there, we come back and there was 3 feet of snow on the ground. That was March of 93, wow. I believe. Yeah. And, it can happen. But the great thing about snow in March, it's gone real quick.
Right. Yeah.
You get a big snowstorm in January, you might not see bare ground for a month or two if it goes right.
Right.
So, in March, hey, come see, come saw. It's just, it comes and goes.
You get a lot more sun. You get the angle of the sun.
Oh, the angle of the sun is, even when it's cloudy, when it's overcast, the sun, the higher the sun is, the more effect it has in melting the snow.
Mm-hmm. Let me put a link in here because I want to make sure we give you props here. Your Facebook page, is it basically Facebook/Cape Ann Weather?
Yep.
Okay. Let me put that link in before we.
Yep.
Peace.
I'm getting good. We're up to over 15,500 followers now.
Nice. All right. I think I got that right. We're going to put that into the notes, and we are going to put this right here. Facebook.com/Cape Ann Weather, right on the screen. I think this is one Facebook page that you'd be absolutely silly not to bookmark. My wife is, and my late father-in-law, huge fans, and would always talk about how you are their go-to, my go-to, and I know most of the community. Anybody that's in the know knows to follow Cape Ann Weather on Facebook. You're also, I should mention, you're on Twitter as well. Yep. Any other platforms that you want to push?
No. The Twitter platform, I don't really post a lot to. I try to maintain the Facebook account more because it's local people, and that's what I'm trying to. Those are the people I'm trying to inform.
All right.
More so than on a national or international type platform. That's just silly. So, those are the two. The KPN the Facebook page is the page where you will find up-to-the-minute updates all the time, as I call it, now casting during any particular event.
Well, anybody that's watching.
I just noticed the comments. Look at these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a pretty slick platform we have here. Yeah, of course. If anybody has any questions for Chris, feel free to ask him, and we'll put them on the screen here. As well, and please share this so people can get the reliable forecast that Chris just gave us. And if not, you can always just go to his Facebook page for that. So, Chris, are there certain times of the day that you normally update?
My format has been pretty much the same for I think almost a year now, and it seems to work best is. I sleep late. I mean, unless there's an event, unless there's something going on, then you know, I'll alter my schedule. But typically I get up by 10 o'clock. I make kind of a some type of post for the upcoming day or if there's something special. But typically I release my forecast between 2 and 4 o'clock, usually right around 3 o'clock. So it's between 2 and 4. And that basically covers the next, you know, 6-7 days. But at about 8 or 9 o'clock that night, I will also post an update for the near future, so to speak, for the next 24 hours, if it warrants it. If there's, I'm not going to make a post for the sake of saying, yeah, it's still going to be sunny tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. You know, if there's an event going on, you're going to see a lot more posts from me. When nothing's going on, you won't hear much from me, except for those in the morning, the afternoon forecast, which has been a staple now for, I think, 16 months, I haven't missed a day. And then at night, when I go back upstairs and we get settled in, I usually do something if something's going on again.
So, all right, you got this question right here from Sarah Francis, Francois.
Sarah. Friday morning accumulations. You mean up and leading to? I would say that I don't think there's going to be any issue. If you're going off island, it might be icy. They might be still plowing or treating roads. I think locally, everything's just going to be wet Friday morning. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, the forecast is sleet, snow, rain, but sleet is also a form of, you know, frozen precipitation. So if snow and sleet falls together, it adds up just as quick. But I don't see anything. 1 to 3 inches overall over the course of the next 48 hours. But this is so minor. Right. We're like looking at this like, this is the big storm we're going to get this winter. And it's not. Right.
Well, we do have potential for Tuesday, as you said. So you
well,
see,
we have a couple more, yeah.
Right. Christian Rose here. Any wind tonight, he asks.
The winds are going to turn east tonight. We're going to start gusting to 24 by morning. And they're going northeast tomorrow. Basically, this is a mini nor'easter. If you want to look at it, they're going to be northeast tomorrow, 16 to 20 and gusting to 30. With rain, sleet, maybe some freezing rain, but I doubt it very much along the coast, within a few miles of the coast.
I don't see any lobstermen going fishing tomorrow. So there's that. All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much. And if we'll just repeat it one more time, I think it bears repeating. I'll put the link up one more time. Facebook.com/CapeAnnWeather. That's his Facebook page. And he's the best in the business as far as local goes. That's for damn sure. I appreciate you coming on, Chris.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you very much. I think it'll all pan out. And I just want to give a quick shout out online to Scotty. Hope for your continued progress. And God love you, buddy. You're back in the USA. So
that's right. Maybe we'll check in with you Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe there'll be a need to.
All right. Have a good day, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe. See you later. Bye.
Little town with big news. 411. Come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. It's good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you. I say good morning, Gloucester, to you.
Good morning, Gloucester, from over the bridge. OTB.